Kabbalah Lamatchil, Introduction to Tests, page 161, item 7. Up till now, we've learned that man comes to the realization of all of his creation, his complete existence, through the question of what is the meaning of my life, by being despaired from his life, seeing them as empty, his existence as unjustified. The upper force exists or doesn't matter, as a result of his empty vessels, which he cannot fill. He comes to despair, and he asks, what is the meaning of my life? And he doesn't find a place where he can fill this desire, namely, get an answer for this question in our life. And therefore, the question is, what is the meaning of my life? When you ask about the rain, it means that we're asking for the filling. This is the way we're built. And this search brings man to the solution. He finds in the books, this is the way it is arranged in the upper system of the world, of all reality. A person comes to the means by which he can answer this question. And what does he hear? Taste and see, the Lord is good. Maybe he goes through a couple of more incarnations. A lot of time, suffering, a lot of exertion. But eventually, he hears that the solution is in taste and see the Lord is good. What does it mean, taste and see the Lord is good? The Lord is the creator, the bestower, the lover. And man has to taste the quality of bestowal and love as the good thing, as the best possible thing, wanting to be it, wishing for it to fulfill him. And then, how can he, if he consists of completely different material? It said, there is a solution. However, you can break your ego and bring it for to being the bestower, the giver, the lover, will seem to you as good. How? Eat bread with salt, drink little water. In short, make life seem so terrible for you that eventually you want to bestow. Any reception will seem to you as terrible. And bestowal, then, against this will seem to you as very good. And then you'll come to a state where taste and see the Lord is good. And this is naturally so. Only to work systematically against the ego, not to let oneself enjoy anything. And if along with this you learn from the books, the correct books, then you correct yourself and you come to a life which is complete good. And then he explains to us that therefore we have these two steps, two stages along the way. It is the part which is in complete torment, sweat. You live in a barrel, eat a slice of bread a day, a bit of water, and you constantly study Torah. And this is actually your life. And this way, you come out of your egoistic nature into the nature of giving and love. You move into, or you pass to the other side of the coin. And let's see what he writes about this. Item 7, Ot Zayin. Now you will understand the two sides of the coin, of engagement in Torah and Mitzvot. On the one hand, it is the path of Torah, meaning the extensive preparation one must make to prepare the purification of his body before he is actually granted keeping the Torah and Mitzvot. In that state, it is necessary that he will practice Torah and Mitzvot lo lishma, but mixed with self-gratification. This is because he has not purified and cleansed his body from the will to receive pleasure from the vanities of this world. It is at that time that one must live a sorrowful life and labor in the Torah, as it is written in the Mishnah. So, we have a sorrowful life, which is called the preparation. And afterwards, let's say the life of pleasure. When one already comes to the realization with the corrected kelim, this is the correction of the kelim, and this is the fulfillment of the kelim. Okay? So, in general, the path from now and onwards, it divides into two parts. However, after one completes the path of Torah, has already purified his body, and is now ready to keep the Torah and the mitzvot lishma in order to bring contentment to his Maker, he comes to the other side of the coin. This is the life of pleasure and great tranquility, upon which was the intention of creation to do good to his creations, meaning the happiest life in this world and in the next world. Meaning, to do good to his creatures is revealed here. To do good to his creatures, it is revealed here, above the correction, where he completes that correction, the first and the second, the one and the other side of the coin. Two stages. Questions? Everything is clear. What is this thing of doing good to his creatures? When he changed, he switched his desires from receiving lolishma. Here it was complete reception. But to receive in desires which are bodily and humane desires. Here, he started with the point in the heart. He began to work with the point in the heart till he begins to understand that you also have to work with the environment, for the sake of the others, for the sake of the others, for the sake of the Creator. And along with the Lolishma, he begins to include the Lolishma. Lolishma is for the Creator and for me. Certain percentage, one with the other. This is called Lolishma. But they're mixed together. Still, I have the for me, and I have nothing to do about it. When I complete this for me and for the Creator only, and I reach 1% to the Creator, then I ascend to 100% to the Creator. There is no for me at all. There's only the intensity of desire there. His desire begins from zero. From zero. Till it grows to its complete measure, the complete kli of the neshama. So what are you asking? Is this to do good? Is it something personal, or is it discovered as a result of the unity among the souls? Of course, we're not talking about this at all. It is always, we always understand inside, that's the way it is. A person inside himself, he's one point, he doesn't change. He expands and brought himself only through the system of Adam HaRishon. What we've learned is an excellent article for us now, Shishim Ribo Neshamot. Each one discovers Adam HaRishon completely, to the full. I never receive within. I receive in that system which is discovered. It is mine. It is I. The I is called the Adam HaRishon. Yes? Where is the machsom in this drawing? The machsom is here between those two sides of the coin. What is the preparation of a kli for the fulfillment? Without a fulfillment, it means that he is still incapable. It's the correction of the kelim. He feels an ever-growing sorrow. What kind of fulfillments could he have here? You say that the kli exists and there is no fulfillment. What does it mean? That he corrects himself each time by life of sorrow. I don't know. What kind of... The correction of the kelim You're right that it's still not the correction of the kelim to put it that way. Here, it's the fulfillment of the kelim, the intention, the meaning is the correction of the kelim for the fulfillment of the kelim. And here we have the correction of the kelim. It's a preparation. It means that let's put it this way. If here I'm going towards the fulfillment, then here I also have that same triangle. I don't know how to draw it or where to draw it. Let's put it here. That same triangle, but in this triangle, I'm getting rid of the ego. The more I grow, an additional sorrow, the correction of the kelim without the fulfillment. Without a fulfillment. So let's put it this way. I'm prepared to restrict them. I'm prepared to be above them. We talked about it so many times, I don't have anything to add. What is the sorrow about precisely? Not eating, drinking, or something else? No, you're not advancing by this sorrow. The sorrow is for not having the love of the Creator. This is the sorrow. Lolishma, this is what he is regretful about. Yes? So why is the sorrow, why is it obliged? There is like a flaw to begin with along the path. If the sorrow is necessarily obliged, it's like there is a flaw. But you merely came to the amount of sorrow in order to ask for its correction. You have to reach, I'm lovesick. As he explains in that letter, and you do not reach this. So you have those burdenings, the evil which accumulates till it reaches the proper cry. Yes. But even though the cry is a correct one, it comes from sorrow. Of course it's from sorrow. How could it be not as a result of sorrow? Maybe you're asking, how can I advance without beatings? You can advance because these are purposeful beatings. These are suffering out of love. I exist, I am. The more I love, and I'm tied more and more to whom I love and how I suffer being distanced from him. And each and every moment I feel and I discover that I'm more and more distant from him and how precious he is for me. And this way I have to come to a hardening. This is the only thing I'm lacking. So it is a sorrow on the one hand. On the other hand, it's not a sorrow in this world, which is unjustified. You don't find the justification in it, the reason, the result, the purpose. Here you see a purpose. Therefore, it helps you to hold along the way. These beatings, they're torments of love. I am lovesick. This is what he truly feels at the machsom. I must cleave on to him. To whom? To the bestower, to the lover, to be like the bestower and the lover. I hate not being like him. I feel it as a distance between us. Look, there are many nicer words about this, nicer than mine. Yes. Is it possible to say that sorrow, in this case, is the absence of fulfillment and the absence of fulfillment for the Kli, which is still in preparation? But the absence of fulfillment, which is purposeful, what do I want to fill me? The quality of bestowed love. It's a sorrow, therefore this sorrow, it's called Lo Lishma. The name, Lishma or not Lishma, it's the sort of suffering which I feel. And also Lishma. What does Lishma mean? As much as I want to bestow, we're talking on behalf of the creature, more and more. So Lo Lishma, it's when I regret the extent to which I'm incapable of wanting to bestow, as much as I still do not want to bestow, the extent to which, you understand, there's the torments are out of love. Otherwise, it doesn't mean you're in spirituality. Otherwise, you cry about your belly. How regretful I am in eating bread with salt. Learning this, it means that you're in the sorrow of this world. It doesn't mean that you have the correction of the kelim, but still you don't have the fulfillments, and the absence of fulfillment constantly rises. And the fulfillment, what is it? Bestowal, chasadim. This is what you're asking for, to have the ability for it. And then you accumulate this knowledge, these pennies, really pennies, to want a bit more of bestowal. What is bestowal? A bit more of giving, of love, a bit more of love and other is thyself, meaning a bit more incorporation, the environment, it affects me a bit more. This way you gather all of these pennies and dimes till from pennies come pounds. What is the sorrow about? The sorrow is towards the goal. It is not an opposite sorrow. What are you regretful about? Where is my corporeal or spiritual life? This is what you regret. Where is the fulfillment? Where is the fulfillment? We're not talking about this here. When will my deeds compare with the deeds of my ancestors? This is taking the path in concealment. Yes? Victor from Pardesia doesn't understand it. He says that if there is the sorrow of divinity, to begin with, this whole process is not in our hands. What does it mean? What can you do? Necessarily, the whole process is only and merely, each and every step is in our hands. Here's our free choice. There is no free choice here at a time that the Creator is revealed. Here we have the revelation. Here we have the revelation. The Creator is revealed. You have no free choice. If everything is revealed, what do you have then? There is a special concealment which the creature, he conceals himself, and then he has a choice, and we'll talk about it later when we'll come to it. But here, in the concealment, here is the place of concealment. Here is the free choice. Choice, here's our work. And what does it mean we have nothing to do necessarily? We have to do each time we can clarify within ourselves to which extent we're in Lo Lishma or we completely fall into corporeality to receive within these desires. And accordingly, as much as we regret it and we use the power of the group in order for these percentages, this relation between for me and for the Creator, I want to increase it from 1 to 2%, from 2 to 4, etc.
the more the Creator will have more than me. Here we have 100%. I begin with 100% for myself. And here it's 99% for the Creator. And 1% for me. Can't do anything about it. I have to have this. Without this, I still don't exist. This means, this is called the lo lishma from which you come to lishma. Yes? He writes here, he quotes, where there is sorrow, divinity cannot dwell. So is this of course, the Shechina can. There is no revelation of the Creator, yet the revelation comes after the Machsom. I'm in sorrow. The Shechina dwells only in happiness. I'm not in happiness. I'm in sorrow. You will live a life of sorrow. It's written here, life of sorrow. See this? Certainly there is no revelation of the Creator here. There is no comparison with Him. How could it be revealed? The revelation of the Creator is called Shechina, the Kelim in which the Creator dwells. Please ask. It's not yet clear. One point. How is it that I don't eat, don't drink, sleep on the ground? You understand what it means not to eat and not to drink. It's like the Rabash writes. There is one member of the parliament. He thinks only how to succeed in the elections. He doesn't eat. He doesn't drink. Poor guy. His life is in complete sorrow constantly. So he also doesn't eat nor drink. We're talking about a person, in our case, we're talking about a person that it is not considered in his case. He's thinking it only for his existence, merely to exist. So what's the problem here? The doctors told me that it's forbidden for me to eat sweets, and they'll tell you, you have to eat 1 kilogram of meat per day. So it's not considered to be what a person needs. It is considered that all the other pleasures besides attaining this pleasure of bestowing to the Creator, all the rest of the pleasures for Him, they're simply as necessity. He doesn't consider them as pleasure. Well, so if so, no question, but we talked about it the whole time. I don't know what happened. Either I justify you that meanwhile you changed your kelim, and in these new kelim you forgot you don't have what you previously had. Previously you were smart in your previous kelim. You had understanding, everything was arranged. Now, boom, new kelim, greater and empty, and now, again, you're foolish and empty. It's fine, that's nice. Yes. A question from the States. How is it possible to love the Creator if it's impossible to feel Him? The Creator is the quality of bestowal. And this quality of bestowal, I can meanwhile be impressed by it from the group, from the connection with them, from the strengthening I get from them. The Creator is always concealed till you come to Him prepared. So you're asking simply, how can I prepare myself for someone who I don't know? So the Rabashi tells us a very nice case. He says that if the Creator was revealed, you would have ran to Him like to the greatest pleasure with your will to receive, like a thief which runs at the front and he's yelling, catch the thief, catch the thief. Then you won't identify your will to receive as wanting to steal and being righteous. We're confused that way in this world. However, what? The Creator is concealed. And in order to prepare yourself for equivalence of form with Him, you are given the group. And therefore it is said, from the love of the others to the love of the Creator, love another as thyself is a great rule in the Torah. If you come to love another as thyself, another, not the Creator, then as a result you can later on come to the love of the Creator. What is the love of the Creator? The love of the quality of bestowal, of giving, of love. When you love these things to bestow upon others, it is called the love of the Creator. That's it. No more than that. Because the Creator, it's a quality. It's not, God forbid, like a certain figure. And we learn it from our vessels, from our kelim, clothed in the lower, clothed in us. And how can I learn this? How can I prepare myself? Therefore, the general neshama was broken into thousands of pieces, so that by connecting with them, you can acquire the quality of bestowal, prepare yourself for the meeting with the Creator according to the equivalence of form. Yes. You said that it is possible to learn about the quality of bestowal from the environment. How can I see it? I see only their external actions. These are the deeds. You don't need anything but that. You see how they bestow, how they're prepared to invest themselves, the friends. Everything we study according to the articles, the group articles of the Rabash. All the great Kabbalists learn. I remember I once went to a funeral in the city of Rehovot as I still lived there, but I already began to learn with the Rabash. And a very important Rebbe passed away. He studied Torah and came the Rav Kook, a famous Rav of the city of Rehovot, and he came to mourn him, and he cried, and he cried out loud. And the whole mourning is that we do not have the love of the other. And he values greatly Kabbalah. He's going according to his grandfather, the Rav Kook. So I remember, I was deeply impressed by it. I didn't think this about him to begin with. Suddenly I see this person is talking this way, a Rebbe in the city of Rehovot. And then I began to attend him for a couple of conversations, a couple of lessons. He taught Kazarian. So that's it. This is what we learn from. Only from this do we learn. The reality of this world, we learn the quality of bestowal. And this is what we begin with. Otherwise, you'll pursue the Creator to steal from Him, to capture Him for yourself. You will imagine for yourself a certain figure as being able to come to the quality of bestowal, or scrutinizing and clarifying that term to build it as a result of connection with the others. It brings me out of building different figures of being an idolship worker. Many people are in search of a falseful search. They're searching falsely for love and bestowal, because theoretically they do it. We bestow, we love everyone, all those different altruists and whoever. If you do not realize it in the group, everyone is in order to bestow, and they don't even know this about themselves, that this is the way it is. Everyone speaks from self-love, that they want to love the others, and then they do the most terrible things in the world. The Bolsheviks in Russia, didn't they do the same? The members of the kibbutz here in Israel. Afterwards, it is discovered, as a result of development, what's inside? Only the ego, only to control, to dominate. Only in a society, if you realize the correct connection in order to come to this quality of love, which is called for the sake of the Creator, by this you prepare yourself. Therefore, in a moment, he'll tell us, how is it possible to do this besides the way of suffering we've just learned now? But again, suffering, he'll explain it at a moment, that suffering, what is upon us to do, it is not to live like a dog in a doghouse in the backyard with a loaf of bread, a bit of water, and sit there the whole day with a book of Torah and study. But there is a special method which brings man to correction. and we'll see it in a moment. Meaning not directly to go with the torments of the body, because by this, a person in our times, he transcends in his ego above the suffering of the body and he begins to take pride in it. In previous ancient times, it wasn't this way, because first of all, they were in less of an ego. This is the first thing. The other thing is that they were used to torments of body. Plenty of people suffered. They lived really from a piece of bread per day. It was fine. This was called fine. And that's it. And they were in the order of life this way. Today, it's completely, completely differently. It's not because of technology, but it's a different of youth. And therefore, if today, with my youth, I'll turn to live a life of sorrow, then I'll be the most prideful person in this. Even not towards anyone else, but towards myself. How I... In the past, it wasn't this way. Therefore, in our times, it's forbidden to use this method. The same as it was then. With the sages of the Talmud, the change already came. He'll talk about it in a second. Yes.
Mark from Phoenix is asking how sorrow that comes as a result of going in the path of how does this suffer is being expressed in our days. When I'm lovesick, it's when I yearn to reach the state of the attribute of the stolen love, when I identify the rest, the others, as parts of my soul, when I want to connect them in order to bestow to all of them, the only thing I lack is this force of unity. If I would have had this force of unity beforehand, I would have treated them as to my soul, and then I would have egoistically thought this way about them. But I have to see them first separated from me, and along with it, I want to be with them as my parts. You understand? There's one thing and its opposite here. When I always go to correct the kli and not to receive the fulfillment, and this way we reach. Yes? Why should we annul the human being into the last percent in order to cross the mahsan? Why does the Creator need to lower a person to such a level? The Creator is the nature that has a rule, a pure love, pure bestowal, meaning 100%, and no less. You're asking why isn't there a compromise in the middle? Because that's the law of perfection. That until you will not fit yourself to that same perfection, to that same law, then it won't work. It doesn't work. What can you do about it? The less sesame is not on the weight, so it doesn't work. You're in dismerit, in admerit. What can you do about it? You were given 100 kilos of desire to receive, an egoistical desire to receive. Now you need to create against it 100 kilos of good deeds because you want to get rid of it and add a bit more to it. Otherwise, it won't work. How? A bit above it to have a chisaron for a chisaron. Yes, but why not after the mukhsum, this slight addition? Well, what does it matter? The only thing we need to do is to strengthen from one another in our vut, and that's how we will reach. Let's continue, please. Item 8. This explains the great difference between the wisdom of Torah and the rest of the teachings in the world. Acquiring the other teachings in the world does not benefit life in this world whatsoever. This is because they don't even render more gratification for the torments and suffering one undergoes during one's life. Why? But we see, yes, technology, all this technique, medicine, biology, and everything, Thank God, people are not hungry anymore, as like they were before. Even though the population has grown, one person can feed millions of people, and remedies and cures that people used to die at the age of 40, now they finish their lives at the age of 80. Many things. I can travel in the world. I can turn on my TV set. I can watch a football game in South Africa or in the United States. The world is filled with great things. What does it mean that these wisdoms, those teachings, don't help me, can't answer the question of the meaning of my life? Because if it's truly the question about the meaning of their lives, you see people turn off their TV sets, close everything, don't want any technology, nothing. They take a pill or even a drug in order to disconnect from this world, from those technologies, leave me and bring me back to the caves or to the small municipalities, and that's it. That's how bad I feel. So the more we advance, we see, and this, it is being revealed now in our generation, not a generation or two before. It is revealed in our generation that nothing in the world that we have created is destined to fulfill us, to answer the question of what is the meaning of my life. To fulfill this question, to answer it, means that we'll truly feel that our lives are fulfilled to some extent. On the contrary, vice versa, the more we advance, we become emptier with all those wisdoms and teachings. I mean, to the extent that we've developed those teachings, we do not receive happiness as a result. And then we reach the wisdom of Kabbalah after all those teachings, and by this wisdom we can truly reach happiness, become happy. Hence, one needs not correct his body. Meaning, those wisdoms, those teachings do not compel a person to correct himself. On the contrary, they, as if, dunk nature below a person. The labor that he gives in return for them is quite sufficient. He has to use those wisdoms for his own joy. He thinks that he'll be able to draw pleasure from them. As with all other worldly possessions acquired in return for labor and toil. We have to labor, we have to toil, and people truly give themselves, and there's great pleasure in it, great satisfaction to reach those achievements, to discover nature and to see how can we use nature. But to the extent it is revealed, the more it is being revealed, we reach to greater emptiness. And no technique, no science, nothing can fulfill us. We remain miserable, a lot more miserable than we were a few generations ago. And it is evident, according to the percentage of divorce, people in drugs, even there's no person who's happy, truly happy in his life. However, yes, the sole purpose of engagement in Torah and Mitzvot, meaning if we correct ourselves from the 613, our 613 desires inside our soul. Yes? We have a soul with 613 Taryag desires that were built by the 613 lights that all in all are called Torah. That inside these 613 lights that are called Torah, the light, the special light, the Ein Sof is clothed, the light of Ein Sof, which is called Bore, the Creator. Then, by 613 lights, the 300 lights of the Torah, our soul was created with 613 desires. According to every light has its own desire. Every light corrects his desire, and then it is called 613 counsels, advices, which forces to correct our desires, and then there are 613 orders, meaning we have counsels and we have orders that fulfill those corrected desires. If by the light, by this light of the Torah, I correct my desires, then it's called that I commit 613 commandments, mitzvot, precepts. Then by the Torah, I correct my soul, meaning commit 613 precepts. This is that's called, I've created the evil inclination, I've created Torah as a spice for it. Spice, because the light in it, those 613 lights, reform me, brings me back to the intention of bestowal. This is the meaning of reforming. Why? To the good. Why does it reform me? Because the Creator is benevolent. Because the Creator has only the desire to bestow solely. So I reached this. By doing so, I resemble to the Creator. I resemble the Creator. Everything is simple, actually, besides the realization, because it is against our nature. However, the sole purpose of engagement in Torah mitzvot is to make one worthy of receiving all the goodness and the intention of creation, meaning pkudin, 613 pkudin, to receive those 613 lights, fulfillment, in the intention of creation to do good to its creatures, the intention the Creator had to begin with. Hence, one must necessarily purify one's body to merit that godly goodness. And pure means that from, in order to receive for himself, he transforms and changes intention from the intention to receive an intention to bestow, from to himself to the Creator. That's it. When he changes intention from in order to receive to in order to bestow, that means that he purifies oneself. Not the desires, not those 613 desires. These 613 desires remain. They're permanent in a person, meaning they are uncorrectable. To the extent that they open or close, that's something different, but the correction is in the intentions, not the desires. And thus, of course, he needs to purify his body so he'll be able to receive this godly goodness. To resemble, that's the general law of reality that is called the equivalence of form. Equivalence. Yes, equivalence of form. This is what we have to reach. Resemblance between what is above and what is below. Questions? Yes? Miguel from Mexico is saying, during the Congress, the physical proximity brought us to a special sensation between us. Up to today, we draw forces from that. Does the pain from the physical remoteness results the spiritual pain? Yes and no. We need to use what we've had during this general meeting as a basis for advancement and shouldn't step in place. We shouldn't enjoy what we had then, that then it was pleasant. If I return to what I had in the past, that's called in order to receive, when I search for fulfillment in order to receive. And if I search for the attribute of bestow, I can go to my previous state. I can take from this state not the pleasantness I felt, but the means. How did I attain that certain state? And to enlarge that means. We've attained that good state because we gathered together. We felt together, all of us together, and from as a result of this together, we felt good. But this good sensation was a result of what? Only because it was immersed between us? No. As a result of the fact that we're on our way to acquire the attribute of bestow. And this is why 2,500 people gathered, all of them wanted the same goal, and this is why they all received this impression. And 2,500 people who unite into some for a different purpose can receive the same impression. But we need to return, we shouldn't return to the impression itself, but to the kli. In which kli did we attain this impression? We've attained it in our search, inquiry for bestow. We wanted to give, to become bestowers, to resemble to the upper light, to the bestowing and loving upper force. We yearn to reach Him. We wanted the attribute of bestow to be immersed in us. And the fact that pleasant sensation was, we felt this pleasant sensation, it could be for our good and for our and for the worse. It depends on the way it works. So this is why, if we speak about advancing, how to advance, we need to understand that now, if I am in a state in which the distance, the physical distance, separates between us, then that's simply a disturbance that I have to overcome. And to overcome, if I want to overcome this disturbance in order to acquire the attribute of a soul, even greater attribute of a soul, that truly is above the time, motion, and space in our world, then I'm allowed to go, to return to that pleasant sensation, to awaken it. But from within this pleasant sensation, I need to awaken the reasons and to enlarge those reasons, that the connection between us is not because of the physical distance, but because, but this connection has to be more internal, an inner connection between the souls. And then I have to try, and this sensation will rest between us, amongst us, and so that also now we'll feel ourselves this way. Not only because it's good for us, it's not good for us. And not because we want to connect between us, but we want the connection, the connection between us brings us, makes us equal to the Creator. That by doing so, we bestow upon Him and we bring Him contentment. If I close this chain, then my action is correct. From the love of the Creator, from the love of the creatures, to the love of the Creator. And all of this, during my path, my way, I need to understand after my work that I will feel that I'm unable to do it. That in every given moment, disturbances and new disturbances come, which are directed from above, usually, of course. So those disturbances come and they disconnect me from these thoughts and I don't have even a spare moment. I try to do it for a minute, then for a few hours I forget about it, then a moment I try again, and then for a few hours I'm disconnected. And according to this sorrow, to the extent that I'm trying to be in it, and I'm unable to be in it, according to this sorrow, my sorrow, I will eventually reach a true prayer. And then I will receive from above the 613 lights, which are 613, 18 advices, counsels, which will later correct me. And then there will truly be me, the group, and our general regret and sorrow, and our general confidence that we can attain the Ravut, and our Ravut will address, will turn to the Creator and will receive those 613, 18 counsels, advices. And when our intention will be corrected from in order to receive to in order to bestow for the sake of others, for the sake of the Creator, then 613 pkudin, the fulfillment of the souls will come. And all of this is now. We have to do it now because we have received the preliminary, the first impression, and now we're having disturbances against raising the sensation to the first spiritual degree. And the method is clear, and everything is clear. Each and every one of us just has to add his exertion to the general exertion, and then to the general toil, and then each and every one will have an efficient man, enough man to demand correction and correction. Yes. Continue. We're too, we're going away far, too far from the text. Item 9. This also truly clarifies the words of the Mishnah. If so you do, happy will be happy you will be in this world. How can you be happy in this world if I suffer? They made this precision with deliberate intention to indicate that a happy life in this world is only for those who completed their path of Torah. Completed the path of Torah, meaning you won't have rest in this world and you will have great toil and suffering and torments until you will not reach the question of what is the meaning of my life, until you will not enter into the right environment and will reach on the correct books, will have the right guidance, and you won't finish the path of the Torah, won't complete this path. This is what we draw beforehand, the path of the Torah, before the Machson. Then, both these life and this world will be happy for you. What is this world and the next world? We can also still interpret these two worlds according to spiritual definitions. And this world is what I feel now in my kelim, and the next world is what I depict in the surrounding light, Achab de Elyon, that depicts my next degree. There are no worlds, this world, that world, the next world. No, there are only degrees, states. And the current state is called this world, and the next world is the next degree, the degree that comes. Thus, the matter of mortification and eating, drinking, sleeping, and a sorrowful life that are mentioned here abide only while during the path of Torah, until the Machson. This is why they insisted and said, thus is the path of Torah. When one completes this path of Lolishma in sorrowful life and mortification, and Lolishma is always sorrowful life and mortification, because they push the human being to complete the path as fast as possible, the Mishnah ends happy in this world. This is because you will acquire that happiness and goodness in the intention of creation, and the entire world will be rewarding for you, even this world. And all the more so the next world. Meaning until we do not correct the kelim in delighting in mercy in Chafetz Chesed, what we have immediately after the Machsam, we have nothing to do. We are always in sorrow, immersed in sorrow, and the sorrow is ever growing, and then we need to go through the sorrow as fast as possible, and we have all the means, all the opportunities, all the possibility to do it. Everything is arranged for us. The system is arranged for us. The books, the dissemination, the study, our friends, the groups, everything there is arranged in such a way that a person that wishes can complete this path very fast. It depends only upon his personal toil and exertion, to the extent that he will incorporate insight, to the extent he will demand, produce the right money, and demand correction for it. Yes. The group from Jerusalem, they're asking, from one's toil in the study in order to attract the light in it, he reaches pride and justifies himself. How does today's study, how is it different than what happened in the past? I don't understand. Show us. The friends from the Baruch, they are proud. They're asking, I don't know, about whom. Which group is it? I don't know this group from Jerusalem that is proud. It's our group, yeah? I don't know. Which pride? Pride? Proud in what? The question is, the study, engaging in the wisdom of Kabbalah, brings them to be proud. What can we do if it brings a person to pride and self-justification? How does it differ? When you said that a person, the mortification of a person in drinking and eating brings a person to self-justification. So they're asking, how can we prevent a state that today's study, when we engage in wisdom of Kabbalah, which is something great and huge, how won't we reach pride and self-justification as a result? Maybe that a beginner has this illusion that he's found something great and sublime. But if he is proud, then he's no longer sublime and high. He's distant from the Creator, remote from the Creator. What is it written about pride? That me and him cannot live in the same room. How can you be proud? As a result, you're humiliated. So if a person feels that he has to lower himself, annul himself in front of the group, how can he be proud? Proud in what? He immediately sees that he's not, and he's not high. He sees that he's the opposite. He is lowered. He is humiliated. That's if they are our friends. Then, if we're talking about our friends, then these friends didn't arrange their relation to the group correctly. They are found in some disconnection from the action, from the act. This is why they feel pride, feel proud. One's pride will lower him. Even if they would have revealed this pride, they would have seen that they are humiliated. The problem is that they don't feel this pride. They're just saying that. If I feel that I'm proud, if I admit that I'm proud, then, and towards the group, towards the Creator, if I'm in some interaction with the group, with the Creator, it has to lower me. It has to humiliate me. There is a self-scrutiny that they have to do here. And before we'll finish our lesson, a few announcements. We invite you all to stay with us after the lesson and watch Bokir O, our morning program that will open your day with a lot of hope and light. Today, Sunday, a very special, we have special broadcast on the internet site, www.kab.tv. At 4 p.m. today, we'll have a live lesson, live virtual lesson, Rav Lightman's live virtual lesson in Hebrew, English, Russian, French, and Spanish. 7 p.m. today, we have a live broadcast of the World Yeshivat Chaverim, the World Meeting of Friends, a rare opportunity to see how the members of Bnei Baruch around the world implement and realize the advices of greatest Kabbalists. We'll finish our lesson. Thank you and have a great day.